Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Healthy First Now podcast. I'm so happy you are here. On this podcast, you're going to learn about healthy living, nutrition, fitness, all topics surrounding healthy living. Now sit back and listen to the show. Welcome, everyone, to the Healthy First Now podcast with your host, Crystal Stern. Today, we are going to talk about quality of life, healthy aging, and nutrition. We have a special guest that's coming on the show, and her name is Dawn Tucci. Dawn Tucci is a registered dietitian who has been helping people get healthy through eating in a simple, doable way and supplementation. Her strategy has been helping so many people of all ages for almost two decades. Let's welcome Dawn Tucci to the show. Hi, Dawn. How are you today?
Hi, Crystal. I'm doing great, and thank you for having me on to talk about my favorite topic, food, nutrition.
That's awesome. I am so happy that you're here with us today. You are so educated and smart, and you have helped so many people. And I think that this will be good to be doing this show today because I think you'll be an inspiration to many. So,
well, you know, Crystal, I hope so. And that's the goal, right, is to inspire people to want to do things that will make them healthy, but also teach them how to do it and make it doable, make it simple.
Right. I totally agree. So I guess one of the questions I would like to ask you is, why do you believe it is important to not only eat healthy, but to also supplement?
Yeah, so both, right? And I love this question, Crystal, because I think the answer is so empowering to people that would like to take control of that. But, you know, there's so much in the media and so many different views and opinions. And I think that task that we have every day to get nutrition can seem overwhelming and complicated. So I love making the answer as simple as I can, and helping people take control over their health. And, and it's not hard. And I think that's maybe the good news, is that it's not hard. So just some realities about the world we live in food-wise. Our food supply is not the same nutritionally as it was 50 years ago, even, you know, sooner than that, 30 years ago, I would say. It's really changed a lot over the years. We have a lot of options, but we don't have a lot of nutrition in our foods. And eating healthy foods, especially plant-based foods, is important, but we also need to know that we can't get the vitamins and minerals that we used to get. So it's just kind of, you know, knowing where we are, that only one out of every 10 people that eats healthy gets the vitamins and minerals that they need today, which is why supplementing comes in to be important. But, you know, you might say, well, why eat them, right? Why eat those foods if they don't have the vitamins and minerals? Well, they do have some. And if you eat high-quality, healthy foods, fruits and vegetables, whole grains, they have fiber, so important. We'll talk about that in a minute. But there's phytonutrients. So there's those nutrients in mainly plants that a lot of times we've not even discovered yet, all of them and the benefit. But they benefit our bodies in a lot of different ways, and I'm going to talk about one later in the show. But it's so important, I believe, to do a combination of doing the best you can to eat healthy, but knowing that you're not getting the vitamins and minerals, and that's really the supplements come in. That's why they're important. They fill in those gaps of vitamins and minerals that we're not getting from our food, and I think we all know that that can be important for us today, right now, in terms of energy, sleep, and maybe not the extent of healing. Maybe people don't realize that your body can actually heal itself given optimal nutrition. But definitely we're aware that getting vitamins and minerals somehow is beneficial and helps us, and that is so true. And now we've had some studies over the last 5 years that talk about how the nutrient levels that you get today are going to affect healthy aging and your quality of life later.
Wow. Well, I believe in supplements too. I think that they definitely help, with everything, because we don't get enough nutrition with the foods today, like in the stores. I mean, there's like horrible foods out there. So are there supplements that you recommend that help with aging too?
I do. And again, you know, just like the food issue can be complicated and you get a lot of information, I think in the supplement industry, I find people taking 20, 30, close to 100 supplements on a daily basis. And I don't know how anybody can do that, especially swallowing a lot of pills, because a lot of our supplements are in pill form. But it is important to know that supplements can help with aging. And I can suggest some of the ones that I use as I help people. And I work for a company that makes nutrition in the form of a shake, and we combine ingredients to give people the ability to take a couple of products, maybe a few, and get a lot of benefit. But mainly, you know, just starting out again with those vitamins and minerals, filling in those gaps with high quality vitamins and minerals can help you today, but can also be a part of that aging process to make it healthy, you know, and slow it down. Fiber is another thing that we typically don't get enough of. Women need about 30 grams a day, men 40. Eating fruits, vegetables, high quality grains, which with a lot of us leaving out carbs, we're leaving out the grains, the beans, the nuts, the seeds, things like that. But that's where fiber comes in. So I think eating those foods in moderation is important. And you can either get fiber from eating or you can get fiber from supplementing. And a lot of times the first step I'll take with people to help now and to help with aging is get them on a high quality vitamin, mineral, phytonutrient supplement and add some fiber to it. But there's other specific nutrients. I know we live in an information society and people want details, and I don't want to list, you can't list all of them, there's so many, we would be on the phone all day, but symbiotropin is one that is not known well, but it can cause the body to increase human growth hormone, which declines as we age, but keeping that human growth hormone at a more optimal level longer influences our hormones, and we all know the benefit of balanced hormones, but it also affects sleep, especially restorative sleep, REM sleep, skin, heart, brain, collagen production. You know, Crystal, I think a lot of people take collagen, but even better for the body to use it right is to cause the body to make its own collagen. Another supplement that's important for body composition, which, you know, as we get older, we tend to have more fat, less muscle, but to keep the body composition at a better balance and improve fat loss, 7-keto DHA supports that. When we're talking about mood and sleep, which sometimes get affected by aging, SAMe can have a benefit. Glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, it detox the body, which we don't talk about that a lot, but helping the body be able to clean out what needs to come out, the waste products that it makes, the toxins from the environment, helping that gut to function at a high effective level, starts to affect your health and then your aging. Methylated B12 is something that we don't get enough of. It affects blood flow, better cognitive function. And you know, cognitive function and memory are something that come to mind when we think about aging. Choline is an ingredient that now actually has a recommended daily amount. It's critical for infants, and it helps with that memory and function of the brain. So we could go on and on with relieving stress and promoting sleep and all of the nutrients that assist that. And I think the great thing is that we can take action by putting those in our bodies, and sooner rather than later. Aging, it might surprise you, Crystal, and the listeners, but aging actually starts at the age of 20. So the sooner the better to have a good long-term outcome. And I'll just And this question that you asked me was one of the most important things that has become known in the last few years, and especially in the last year in terms of the research, is a nutrient that was found in the seed of the plant called lunacin, and the trade name for that is Lunarich. And we now know that it actually disrupts the aging process and slows it down. So we're all looking for the fountain of youth. You know, I don't really know what that means, but when we're thinking about the actions we can take and the control that we can have over aging, Lunarich is one of those nutrients that is going to affect aging. So super exciting that we have things that we can do to slow down that process.
Right. Could you recommend any products that have the Lunarich in it, lunacin?
I can. I actually represent the company that has exclusive rights to that nutrient. And I work with them because people used to ask me, you know, if I'm going to take a supplement, which one should I take? And knowing the market and how flooded it is, and not that there's a lack of regulation, but the FDA cannot regulate all the companies that are coming into the space of nutrition today. So I work with a company that's been around for 34 years called Relive, and Relive has exclusive rights to Lunarich, and we actually put it in our product that has the vitamins and minerals. So as I said, Crystal, you know, if we can boil down the number of products that you have to purchase and take on a daily basis to just a couple or a few, that's a big difference than what I'm seeing people doing. And I think the critical part, you know, is that the product works, and that's not always the case. I think a lot of times we take a vitamin, mineral, or whatever we're taking, we don't really see an effect, but we're thinking, oh, something's happening inside, I just don't know about it. If you're supplementing, you should see a difference.
So I know that you suggested like liquid supplements too. Why is that so important?
Right. So getting back to the reason that I represent the company that I do is because the products are powder, which are made into a liquid using water or whatever liquid that you might choose. And the professors that I had when I was in college use the product because it's a liquid, straight up because it's a liquid, because we know that the absorption of a liquid is about 98%. And when you compare that to a vitamin pill, the maximum absorption on that pill is 30%. So when you look at the label and you take 30% of what you see and maybe less, that's what your body is actually getting. So I think it's really important to focus on having your nutrition be liquid and then looking at the company and seeing who they are, because what is important in the end is, does that nutrient or does that combination of nutrients get to where it needs to go inside the cell wall, get absorbed, and is the amount that it gets, is that a bioactive amount, which means is it going to be able to have any action? And I guess, you know, we have to look at today when we talk about breakdown of supplements, absorption. A lot of supplements that are in pill form are actually found in the sewer. They never got the coating never came off, and they never had a chance to get in the body. So I think liquid is super important if you're going to supplement and want to make sure that you maximize, you know, what you're getting from your supplement.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that. That does make sense, though, because I always wondered, like, when you do take a pill form, you know, how is it even getting into you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I never could understand that, and it does make sense with the powder because it's already there and you're mixing it with a liquid and then you're drinking it. So,
I guess that part, Crystal, but it's so much easier, right? If you want to get your nutrients in to be able to drink it, it's so much easier.
Yeah, it is so much easier. So if someone wanted to start with one simple step, what would that be?
I would suggest following what I call the 80-20 rule as a simple step. And what that means is 80% of what you're eating, make it high quality. And the more vegetables, the better. And then 20% of the time, you know, there's all those foods that we like to eat because they're fun. And I think allowing yourself some of that is really important because, like right now, the pumpkin spice latte craze is not about nutrition, right? It is about that we love that, and that's part of the season. So I think we want to acknowledge that there's fun foods that we like to have, and eating consistently well but not perfect is the goal. And that's why the 80% focus on high-quality foods for the reasons we talked about today, and then 20% of the time having those fun foods. And that 80%, one of the ways to make that happen in a simple way is make sure that you increase your number of vegetables. So, you know, including salads, making sure at night there's a couple vegetables on the plate, not just one. Fruits too. So in the morning, maybe making a smoothie or an overnight oats or just some yogurt with berries on it, you know, keep it simple. So I think that's the eating side, that one simple step eating side wise. And then as we're saying, you know, the food doesn't have all the vitamins and minerals we need. So use a high quality supplement, be consistent, and do it every day.
I think that's very good advice. So I love what you have educated on today. I think it's amazing. I think it's going to be so inspirational towards other people that's trying to get healthy and people that are struggling out there, not knowing what to do. Would you be able to give out your information so that people know where to find you and, you know, your website?
Sure. Yes, I would love to, and I love to connect with people to find out their pain points. You know, what are they looking for? Because just like I individualize eating plans for people, I also can individualize their supplement regimen based on, you know, what their goals are. So the best way, Crystal, to get in touch with me is through my website, which is Healthy with Dawn, and Dawn is spelled D-A-W-N, so Healthy with Dawn. com. And when you go to my website, there's a place to schedule some time with me. So I love to give some time away to hear what people's needs are and see if I might be able to help them get healthier.
Well, that's awesome. Yes, anyone listening, definitely get in touch with Dawn because she is very well educated in the health world. So I would highly recommend contacting her. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I loved having you as a guest and hearing all of your education about nutrition and aging. And, you know, I actually learned stuff today that I didn't know. So
awesome.
I think
it's
going to help a lot of people.
This is my favorite topic. Yeah, absolutely.
I know it is.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. I just want to thank everyone else out there listening today. Just keep having a healthy mind, being positive, focus on your goals, and focus on nutrition and exercise, and then you'll feel so much better. So I hope everyone has a great day. Take care.